This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll tell you what, we got a big time week coming up, and I can't wait, Goo.
Man, it's going down, as Selly Cell, the great rapper, used to say, Stani, it's going down.
Yeah, we got the Warriors playing monster games this week. Oof. We got the Giants home opener later on in the week.
Took 2 of 3.
We got John Lynch talking to reporters about the 49ers offseason. We'll get into that, but let's start with the Golden State Warriors. They won 2 games over the weekend that they needed to win, and they were expected to win, and they got them both done. They beat New Orleans. They beat San Antonio yesterday, and there's no other way to put it. This is the biggest week of the season coming up for Golden State.
Now, I'm right behind you. I'm in that same line. We were together Friday for a little bit after the show, Stani. So we are so past style-pointing wins for the Golden State Warriors. Curry made his return. They got through it. It was a little too close for my liking, but at the end, they blew him out with the fourth quarter run to start. And yesterday, almost scoring 150 points. Good God. I mean, that's what it's about. But, Stani, what I'm getting to, I don't want to say nervous. You let me know. Am I sounding scared? Yeah, the goal is to go up in the seedings, right? But we'll all be lost, all depending on who you get. And, like, I personally, you didn't ask, I wouldn't like to see the Lakers in the first round of the playoff series. But if you get to fifth somehow and jump Memphis, who plays tonight, and you beat them, I mean, Stani, am I sounding timid?
Yes.
With that, talking like that.
What should they do? How should they handle the next 8 games?
Well, I didn't tell you what they should do.
Okay.
They're going to go try to win the games. But from a fan standpoint, I'm just wondering, what's the goal?
The goal is to probably move up as high as you can. They're still only 2 back of the Lakers. Right now, this is why this is the biggest week of the year. Right now, the Golden State Warriors are 6. Their next 4 games are against the 2 seed, the 3 seed, the 4 seed, and the 5th seed.
Damn.
They play Memphis tomorrow. They're at 5. Then they play the LA Lakers. They're at 4 right now.
Yeah, that's Thursday.
Then they play the Denver Nuggets. They're at 3.
Back to back.
And then they play the Houston Rockets, and they're at 2.
And they're hot as all fish grease.
So right now, they're in 6th place, a game behind the Memphis Grizzlies, who play the Celtics tonight in Memphis, and then the Warriors tomorrow. So the Warriors right now sit in 6th, a half game ahead of Minnesota, and a game ahead of the Clippers. And they've got 8 left, and the next 4 are going to be tough. There's no doubt about it.
You got a problem with me saying, Stani, determines most likely these next 4, the 6th seed or higher.
Well, I think
Houston and the Lakers tangle tonight in L.A.
Yeah, and
you're rooting for Houston at this point.
I think you got to root for Houston at this point, but if Houston beats the Lakers tonight, they're looking good for the number two seed. And Denver right now, again, is 3. Warriors are 6. So if the playoffs were to end today, the Warriors would play the Denver Nuggets. But again, Warriors have 8 games left, and the Nuggets have 7. But
wow, man, it's about to be over.
Golden State Warrior fans, this is the week we're going to find out about the Warriors. And I think realistically what they can do, because they're 18-5 since the Jimmy Butler trade. 18-5. And I broke it up into what they are against non-playoff teams and playoff teams. And they're 12-4 against the non-playoff teams. And I use teams that were in the play-in as non-playoff teams. Yeah. Only the top 6. But since Jimmy Butler, I think this is going to surprise people. Since Jimmy Butler arrived, they're actually 6-1 against playoff teams. Now, it feels like their schedule got a little tougher and they, you know, had some losses they maybe shouldn't have had. But the reality is, they beat the Bucks. They beat the Knicks. They beat the Pistons. They beat the Knicks again. So those are 4 playoff teams. Mm-hmm. They beat the Rockets with Jimmy Butler. They beat the Bucks with Jimmy Butler. So they've done well against the playoff teams. But there's still a concern about the good teams, the elite teams, and now they're going to have to play 2, 3, 4, and 5 in the West.
Man, and it gets real in the field, and it starts tomorrow. And I'll say this, Donnie, just to almost make it look a little better in regard to Jimmy Butler and his impact, 17-2 they are when both Jimmy and Steph play. So they've got it done. You can't ask for anything more, but we'll take it one game at a time. I don't want to sit here and fat mouth, Stoney, but I feel like they could go in there tomorrow night and beat Memphis, and Memphis could win that game, and nobody would be shocked. But, Stoney, it looks, and I got to bring this up because I loved everything about the game except J.K. and his exit. So if you're telling me now these 4 games might be without Gary Payton II and Kuminga, other guys got to step up, but I'm like, damn, you're kind of not going into the stretch run healthy.
Well, that was the news to come out of yesterday's game. Kuminga hurt his ankle. Let's update that right now with what Steve Kerr said after the game.
Yeah, I saw him at halftime and checked in on him. Such a bummer, you know, just coming back, finding his rhythm, playing well. So hopefully it's nothing too serious.
After the game, Kuminga said that he downplayed the injury. He thinks he's going to be fine even by tomorrow. Okay. So, that's where we're at with Jonathan Kuminga. But the Golden State Warriors have set themselves up to have a week in which how far can they climb or how far will they fall? Or will they end up staying the same? But this is it. I think there's a lot
Michael
of sentiment.
Jackson.
This is a week where I'm super looking forward to it because – you know, even to my way of thinking, even though they've won games with Jimmy Butler against good teams, have they beaten an elite team? They haven't played the Thunder, the Rockets. They lost to the Nuggets. They haven't played the Lakers. They haven't played the Grizzlies. They haven't had a chance to play Minnesota since Butler arrived. They didn't play Boston. They didn't play Cleveland. So they're playing 4 teams in the next 4 games, the quality of which they have not seen since Jimmy Butler arrived.
Man, facts, Donnie. And I'm looking at the box score. I mean, if you're going to shoot 48% from deep, which they did yesterday, 21 of 44, Looney even got in on the action. You're not going to lose many games. And what do you make of this just footnote, this quick nugget? They're 12-0 when Buddy has 19. Obviously, he's not going to get that every game. But, Donnie, that just indicates to me he is a key. That's why I don't want to say the rope, but Kerr is not forgotten about him. Shooting will be key, and hopefully they can have, some semblance of what we saw yesterday when they take on Memphis tomorrow.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. It's Monday, and we are right smack dab in the middle of
crunch time,
the most important stretch for the Warriors. They're coming off 2 wins against teams they should have beaten, and they did, the Pelicans and the Spurs. And now the next week, it's going to determine where they fall in the standings. And I don't necessarily mean fall in the standings. I mean where they end up in the standings.
Who they draw.
And right now it looks like, you know, if they're six, they'll play Denver. They drop to seven. They get the Nuggets, but then they get to the play-in game, and that's always dangerous. Can they get up to five? Well, that might mean they play the Los Angeles Lakers. Do you want the Lakers? How should the Warriors go about
the next week?
Are they do you treat it like the playoffs and you try to go 6-2 and jump up to five? 888-957-9570. Plus, on the other side, Goo, I'm going to do something that I've never done. I've never done it.
Come on.
I was at Friedman's on Saturday, and I was visited by the great P1 Alnetta.
She showed up?
Yes.
Alnetta!
And she bought me a gift because she thought I was upset with something that she'd said on the text line, and I told her that I wasn't, of course. But she brought me a gift, and again, I never do this, but I'm going to do something on the other side that...
I'm intrigued.
As a way to say thank you.
I need a laugh.
888-957-9570 is the number. This segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
It is a great win for Golden State. They're now secure in the number six spot by one game over the LA Clippers as they beat an undermanned San Antonio squad 148-106. But if you look at it from a Warrior viewpoint, just the level of play that they showed tonight is a very good sign. Even the win in New Orleans the other night was a win, but it wasn't a great game for Golden State tonight. They put together a really, really good contest and come away with the victory tonight.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, Tim Roy. And didn't mention the Timberwolves, though, who are still just a half game behind the Warriors.
Got in a fight last night with the Pistons.
A bunch of guys did. 888-957-9570 is the number. Asking Warrior fans how they want to approach this week.
Mm.
It's just pretty ironic, but it's interesting. They're six right now in their next four games, not in this order, but they got to play 2, 3, 4, and 5. They play the four teams directly above them in the standings. And there's eight games left, so half of their schedule is going to be this next stretch against 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it's going to be fascinating. You look at a team like Memphis. They play Boston tonight and then the Warriors tomorrow. If Memphis drops both, it'll mean the Warriors beat them tomorrow. Means the Warriors will jump up to five.
Wow.
So five's in play.
Man.
Now five gets them a matchup with the Lakers. I don't think that necessarily means you go out and try not to win. But there's going to be consequences one way or the other to moving up or moving down over the next week or two. So 888-957-9570 is the number. This will be their toughest four-game stretch since Butler got here. And I don't think there's any other way to look at it except this will give us an indication, I think, of how real this team is. I mean, you go 1-3, and that's going to really temper the optimism. 2-2, I guess you take it, and you'll probably still be in 6 or 7, but that's probably where you're going to end up. You go 3-1, you got action. You go 4-0, who knows? Maybe get up to 4 at that point. And then you have home court in the first round. So this next week is going to be very interesting.
Man,
very interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited, and I'll say this, Donnie. What we didn't see yesterday from the Golden State Warriors is something we had saw from the previous three, and that was who was it? Miami, Atlanta, and even the lowly Pelicans. The Warriors were down early. That didn't happen yesterday, putting up 44 points on San Antonio. So I don't know. I know how you are. I know how you think. The record is what it is with Jimmy Butler, but I'm confident that they can handle business against, I know it's one game at a time, right? But I don't feel like it's too big of an ask to go in there and beat Memphis tomorrow, even if Memphis has to, you know, go 15 with Boston tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, Memphis is just the start of it. But,
man,
you know, it's...
You got to earn it.
They're 18-5 since they made the Jimmy Butler trade, and We'll find out if that's for real or not. All right, so as you may know, Saturday I was at Friedman's Appliance, one of my favorite places. Another great red tag clearance sale. We had a lot of listeners out there. And the great Alnetta, our P1, came out. And
what up?
She had said something on the text line that she thought that I took a little offense to. I didn't, but she thought I did. And so the great Alnetta came out to Friedman's on Saturday. And she brought me a gift to say, you know, she was either sorry or to make up for it. And I said, of course, you don't need to do that. And she gave me something that I opened and I said, oh boy, this is not what I usually wear, but it's about the gesture. And Alnetta brought me a Golden State Warriors sweatshirt.
Come on, Steiny.
She did. And you know how I feel about wearing Golden State Warriors garb. Not my cup of tea, really, but I just felt like I got to show my appreciation to Alnetta, so I'm going to change my shirt right now.
Look at my man.
And I'm going to put on a Golden State Warriors hoodie that she bought me. So
welcome. Welcome.
Well, for one day.
Yeah, but you are a warrior at heart. We know
for
it.
One day,
look
I'll
at
do
him.
It.
He's changing, y'all.
I am. I'm going to take
those
off
guns away, Steiny.
My
sweatshirt. Look at Rizzotto. My man get.
I'm going to put on my Golden State Warriors.
Can you share with us what she thought got you triggered?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It was probably something about me not being in a good
mood. Dude, that's a nice ass sweat, man. So. Ooh, look at my man clean.
Here we go.
YouTube channel loving this, by the way.
There you go.
That's what you call crisp.
All right.
Look.
Wow, I feel out of place.
Now you look good.
This feels weird.
It looks good, baby.
What is going on here?
It's a good
new
question,
merch,
Fitz.
Bob. We got new merch.
This is just my way of saying thank you.
And I'm jealous.
For a wonderful gesture from Alnetta.
Look at you.
Thank you so much.
Steiny, you
appreciate
can rock that
it.
Boy. Look at you.
Now. all right. Let's go to John and Hayward to start us out.
The stack.
And Warrior sweatshirt.
You looking fly.
Getting used to it already. What's going on, John? How you doing, buddy?
Doing dynamite. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Wow, when you said this is it, you know, this is a hell of a week, you know.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Want all the smoke. I want don't play, you know, with fire. It's like, you know, like to take the game of poker, for example. You try to trap your opponent,
mm-hmm.
and the poker gods, you know, one turn, one card. Don't mess around with the seating. I don't care if the 96 bowls are drawn. You take the wins. Okay, that's number one. And I really, really want, Stephen Curry, effing Stephen, to end LeBron's career. If he gets bounced in the first round, he needs to hang it up, man. This is just way too much. You know, that's all I got to say, guys. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. He doesn't care.
Yeah, he went Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson's, Donnie. All this smoke.
Yeah, John,
he wants to bring it on.
Well, you know, the other thing I think is
this is crazy. This is what you want.
I mean, would you rather have these four games coming up or two against the Pelicans and two against Charlotte?
The weekend was enough. These type of game. Stoddy, what were the Spurs doing? Good God, they were. And I don't want to bust you out. It was just a feeling you had, but you text the Vine and you said, we thought you were. I'm paraphrasing. San Antonio might be active and put up a fight.
Yeah, I thought they would at least play hard.
What was that?
But they got swamped from
Good
the
God.
They got swamped from the get go,
yeah.
As it were. I got a question for you, Goo.
I'm jelly right now, Stoney. That is Alnetta. Wow, she hooked you up.
Yes, she did. She did. I got a question for you and for Warrior fans. And we can talk about the next four games or the next four games and moving forward after that.
Let's go.
So the Warriors, we all know, have three great veteran players. Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry, and Draymond Green. They're all 35 or older. Then they have some really key role players who don't have a lot of experience. Pajemski, Kuminga, Moody, Post now, even Buddy Hield has
Santos.
Only been yeah, Santos, and even Buddy Hield has only played in one playoff series in his entire career. So my question to Warrior fans is what are you more or less concerned with? What's a bigger concern? The age of the veterans or the inexperience of the youngsters? What's more worrisome, that the older guys are up there or that the younger guys aren't quite there in terms of playoff experience?
I'll go first, Donnie. Yeah. It is the latter. I'm sorry. It is the young guys. And the way that this team is constructed, we love it. It's exciting. But they are a big part of what this Warrior team is going to try and do. I'm being so real with you, Steiny. I think the sabbatical that Jimmy Butler was on with what was going on with all the drama in Miami will actually help him. And he's told us. Now all he has to do is show us. And maybe it's going to start tomorrow, Steiny, because, you know, they're taking this like a playoff game. But it's the pods. It's the Moody's, the Gee Santos and Post. And I don't want to sound like a broken record today because Kuminga said he's okay. But when you're telling me now that the others led by GP2 and Kuminga might not be available, and that's just for now, Steiny, that's my answer. And you say what to that? I just think it's the others, man. It's not 3-on-5 basketball. It's just not.
I'm gonna take a little
time
cop out here and say I'm equally concerned with both. And I think it's kind of a 50-50 thing. And I think they're both, how do I want to put this?
I
don't think either one is a sure thing. I don't think it's certain that the big three are going to be able to carry the Warriors. And I don't think it's certain that the young guys are going to emerge. And I think the only way that the Warriors make a move in the playoffs and kind of get on a run, they have to have both. They have to have both. And I heard Shasky and Spadone talking about it this morning, and Kuminga's name came up and Peyton's name came up. Pods' name came up about how important they are. And, you know, Joe Shasky's point was those guys are important, but it's going to be the big three. It's going to be Draymond, it's going to be Jimmy Butler, and it's going to be Steph. But my question is, is that going to be enough? Because they probably need both to happen. They probably need the veterans to be as good as they've been and the young guys to be better than they've been. And that's sometimes where I feel like maybe they're asking for a little too much from each side here. Mm. But 8 games left, they're in the sixth spot, and they play Memphis tomorrow with a chance to make some noise.
Now, I appreciate that, but I'm going to tell you how the guru computer works, Donnie. Never in a million years did I think your question could have me a little nervous, and this is the reason. I thought it was A or B, but when you pick both, that's multiple, and there's some validity to that. But I'll say this. How much do the older guys have to carry the youngsters? Do they got to bench press 20 pounds or 80 pounds? You know what I mean? So we're going to find out. And right now it's early, Steiny, but it looks like if everything stays according to plan, they'll be on the road the first round. Now that can all change, but God, dog it, I wish we could. That's why I feel like whatever's going on with Kuminga or GP2, and I'll just go with GP2 because Kuminga might be back tomorrow, but hopefully only miss him one game. But Steiny, do you got a problem with me saying I feel like those two incidents came at the most inopportune time?
Kuminga may play tomorrow.
Yeah,
I don't know.
But GP2 is a loss.
Yeah, but Curry, Draymond, and Butler have been healthy pretty much all year. Butler's been playing since he got here. Steph's had a season where he's going to end up playing probably 65 or more. Draymond's been pretty healthy. So, you know, Peyton's a nice role player for this team. But, I mean, if you look around the league, I don't think we'd be saying the Warriors have gotten stuck with injuries more than any other team.
I don't want to go there.
Well,
yeah, I'm going timing, I guess.
This from Truth on the YouTube
$10.
Chat. Paying $10 for me to read the following.
And I don't know what it means. Help me.
I don't know either. Don't waste this team's potential to win a chip just so you can hold on to JK, who is not helping you win a chip after Steph retires anyway. Okay.
Should be common sense.
Yeah, I don't. He's out $10.
Yeah,
I got it. Let's go to Miguel in Hayward. Hey, Miguel, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Man, I'm happy I got in the air. Man.
Yeah.
This is the time that we need to step it up now, man, because, you know, right now we got everything in the table. Everything is right there in front of our eyes. If I'm a chef right now, I need to look myself in the mirror and be like, you know what? This is my time. This is my time to get my fifth ring. This is my time to ball out. This is my time to just, you know, just put everything on the map and tell my teammates, you know, we're going to go get everything right now. You know, we're going to get these 8 games and we're going to win them. Because I'm hearing you guys saying that if we win all these games, we're going to get the second seed, correct or wrong?
2's probably a little too high to get, but they could probably get to 4, which would give them home court in the first round.
But you know what? If, man, hopefully I'm praying that Curry hears me talking on the radio. Curry needs to look himself in the mirror and be like, you know what? I got to ball out and score all these 3 as much as I can and tell all my teammates and my rookies, like, hey, if you guys want to make yourself your names in your NBA careers, this is the time. And Jimmy Buckets, he needs to ball out too. He can't be just like, oh, you know what? I don't know who am I going to pass the ball. You know, he's a superstar. That's the reason we got him. So, you know what? Go Warriors. And I can't wait for these 8 games to get all them W's. Man. And I love y'all show. You guys have a good one.
Appreciate it. How many need the Warriors to win? Do you need 3 out of 4?
I think you do, Stoney.
I think you do too. I think 2-2, if you go 2, and keep in mind, you're playing number 2, number 3, number 4, number 5.
Damn.
So if you win 2 and you lose 2, you're not gonna move up on any of those teams, probably.
Yeah.
You go 3-1, you're gonna move up, probably. So
you would think.
It
how
feels
do you keep
like
from falling though, Stoney, to 7. Obviously, that's 1-3.
Don't go 1-3.
No doubt about it. Nobody wants that.
2-2, you may fall if you go 2-2. Because, again, the T-Wolves are just a half game back, and the Clippers are just one game back. Yeah. So we'll see. And, by the way, we'll get into this at some point. Draymond Green had something very interesting to say as it related to how far the Warriors can go this year and then how far they can go down the line. Talking about next year and the year after, he had some interesting things to say. Enrique Rivera on the YouTube chat saying, not happening, Steiny, 3-1. Enrique, you got to use better punctuation. I don't know if you're saying it's not happening that they're going 3-1 or it's not happening that they're going any of the other ways and they are going 3-1. You got to be more clear.
I hate to agree with Steinmetz.
Yeah, I mean, bad at punctuation.
How do you read this, Risotto? Not happening, Steiny. 3-1.
Is it a run?
This is not good grammar. I agree with you.
Okay,
the grammar police are out.
Let's go to he's feeling good after a couple nice wins. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, blowout win, 42 points. Man, hit him with a Ronnie Lott. Nice. Man, it was amazing, man. Just, it counts as one win, no matter if you beat the Spurs or you beat the Celtics, you know. But what am I concerned with more? I'm going to have to go with the youngsters, man, because I trust the veterans on the team, man. I've seen the Steph, Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green all, you know, ball out in the playoffs before. So, you know, they're like the album title of my Oakland, California native, Richie Rich. Oh. Season veteran.
Oh, look at you.
Veterans, man.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, so, let me.
I think they're gonna, and on this trip, we're going to go 3-1. That's okay. What we're going to do. We want to move up.
All right. Let me ask you this, Antonio. Of the young guys, since that's your concern, give me the young guy that you feel most confident about, and then maybe the young guy you do worry about come postseason.
I actually trust Quinn Post the most, man. You know, big guy who can shoot like that. He's going to open it up. That's probably a surprising answer, but, you know, I'm going with that one, man. We had a 7-foot guy that could shoot since Kevin Durant. I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant, but you get the picture. As far as, like, with the youngster, I probably don't trust. And, I mean, I guess I got to go with Kuminga in a way. you know. But at the same time, I trust him because he got all the athletic ability. But, I mean, this is his handle's not that good. You know, it's like a disc on defense. He's trying to shoot too many threes. It's like, go to the rack, man. You got all that talent. Go, you're 6'7" Giannis, man. Go at him. But at the end of the day, man, we're going 3-1. We're going to keep moving up, baby.
All right. Thanks, Antonio. Appreciate the call.
Confident.
I can throw that out to Warrior fans too, and we can also talk about.
And I want to hear your answer on that, Stoney. Who you got the most confidence? Mine's not Post. It's nothing he's done, but
believe it or not, right now, the guy who I have the most trust in of the young players is Moody
over Pods.
Yes, because Moody is just more stable than Pods. And I'm envisioning high stakes games in the postseason, and I just got to say Moody because, and maybe this is not the way to look at it, but this is the way I look at the playoffs. You got to have somebody in there that you just know what to expect, and I feel like Moody right now is just an important piece of the rotation. And he's doing a lot of things pretty well. And when you get into the playoffs, I think a lot of times you can win games just by being solid and keeping the game in front of you and not making big mistakes. I just think Pod sometimes is a little hot and cold. And the times he's hot, he may be able to help you win a few games. But I do, if we're going to use the word trust, we can use confidence. Right now, of the young players, Moody, I'm the most confident in.
That's it. I'm not mad at you. He hadn't been shooting it well, and that's to be expected. It's a long season. And yesterday, he kept shooting 3 of 6 from deep. But, Stani, you know what? Moses Moody also, a lot of people forget, he had a role. He had a role in that 2022 Western Conference Finals against Dallas. I remember it. And he could tap into that. Unlike Moody and maybe even Kuminga, for that matter, having playoff success. But I'm going to go Pods, Stoney. I'm going to go Pods right now. So I hope Moody is over the shooting woes, per se. But he's scrappy. They all are. But I'm going to go with Pods, Stoney, because he's your PG. He is your guard. He sets the table, steady Freddy, on a good day. So if he can obviously make 7 threes, then it's gravy. But if he can be the guy that he's been almost since they drafted him, Stoney, I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. The 510 says, Goo, don't forget, though, Pods is one guy with no postseason experience.
Well, those are facts.
And
those are facts.
You know, I always feel like when a young guy gets to the postseason for the first time, you've got to be prepared for it to be tough. Everybody talks about it, and it's been talked about so much that I actually believe it because it's been said by the players who played in the playoffs that the playoffs are completely different than the regular season. And playoff time is for the big boys, and you find out who the big boys are, and maybe in your first playoffs you're just not as equipped to do it as down the line, but the Warriors really don't have a choice. They got 3 or 4 guys that don't have a lot of postseason experience, and they are going to have to participate and contribute for the Warriors to do anything close to what they're hoping to do. 888-957-9570 is the number. I guess I actually turned the game off last night with about 6 minutes. So Looney made a three?
Yeah, he made one.
Okay.
And then who else? Someone shot one.
Pods hit like 3 in a row.
Yeah, he did. He got it. My neighbor had Pods over 13 points, so he went way above that.
Your neighbor?
Yeah.
The woman who I met at your party?
Oh, my
Norm's
God.
Party?
He got a not her.
Oh, okay.
He got a great memory, Stoney. Yeah. She's still there.
I forget her name. What was it?
Karen.
Yeah, she's a nice neighbor. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And look, it doesn't get more simple than this. The next 4 games for the Warriors are going to pretty much decide.
Let's go.
Where they go. And to me, there's 2 things at stake here. One is the seeding. You're six right now. You got four games coming up against four teams that are all ahead of you in the standings. So the first issue to me is the standings. You're playing for seeding, but I also think they're playing for something more than seeding in the next week, and that is to see if they can realistically expect to make some noise in the postseason.
Man.
Because if you don't play the next four games pretty well and win two or three of them, I think that's going to damper a lot of the enthusiasm heading into the playoffs. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your bigger concern, the age of the veterans or the inexperience of the youngsters? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.